This week saw a major disruption when the front ends of two key decks, Velodrome on Optimism and Aerodrome on Base, were hijacked right after their merger, draining user wallets and knocking official UIs offline. Their smart contracts stayed safe, but if you used either decks recently, this episode is for you. We're breaking down what happened, how to respond, and what this means for the Superchain ecosystem moving forward. Then, we'll look at Optimism protocol updates, including Layer 3 support, custom gas tokens, and the launch of Utila, a new institutional stablecoin yield product, tracking what it means for developers, traders, and institutional users. You're watching Superchain Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, incentives, and occasionally the chaos shaping Optimism's multi-chain future. As we cover these two major stories today, remember that contents of this episode are not to be considered as financial advice. We share the news and are not responsible for any losses or degenerate decisions. Let's start with the DNS hijack that hit Velodrome on Optimism and Aerodrome on Base, a major user interface security failure. In plain terms, these two popular decentralized exchanges had their domains taken over by attackers who redirected users to malicious phishing front ends. The smart contracts themselves were not hacked. In fact, the on-chain protocols remain fully intact. But users who signed transaction approvals on the fake websites had their funds drained as attackers manipulated these approvals. So how did this happen? The attackers exploited centralized weaknesses in the domain name registrar infrastructure, with reports pointing to compromises involving Box domains and MyBox accounts. This isn't a new vulnerability. A similar registrar hack happened last year. It reveals a persistent off-chain problem. Centralized DNS and registrar systems remain single points of failure and attractive targets for attackers. The immediate impact was significant. Official front ends for both decks had to go offline or be marked unsafe, causing visible liquidity on their UIs to plummet and interrupting routing that relies on Velodrome's order books. Meanwhile, any users who had recently interacted with the compromised websites and signed approvals without proper scrutiny found funds stolen from their wallets. Why does this matter for the Superchain? Velodrome and Aerodrome are some of the platform's core liquidity and routing hubs. When its front end is compromised, the oracle of visible liquidity disappears and routing reliability suffers. This undermines user trust in the entire DEX infrastructure, even though the underlying smart contracts remain secure and users can still access their funds through direct on-chain interactions. For users, the fallout is clear. If you visited these compromised sites recently, assume you might be exposed. It's urgent to revoke any suspicious token approvals through tools like revoke.cash, carefully audit all allowances in your wallet, and if you spot anything unexpected, consider moving your funds to safer addresses. When official UIs go down or are untrusted, your fallback should be direct contract access. That means interacting with verified smart contract addresses via block explorers or trusted RPC endpoints rather than relying on potentially malicious alternative front ends or mirrors. Looking at the bigger picture, this attack serves as a stark reminder that while smart contracts are trustless and secure on-chain, off-chain components like registrars and DNS remain centralized vulnerabilities. Builders must incorporate registrar security into their core risk frameworks, especially for routing and liquidity hubs that act as major infrastructure points. One quick technical note here. Because the smart contracts themselves weren't compromised, your funds aren't lost on-chain, you can always interact directly with the protocols to recover assets. However, the real attacker control happened through the user interface experience, tricking users into granting allowances that allowed malicious spending. That's why user education, better tooling, and project mitigations are all critical. If you'd like to learn more about the recent merger between Aerodrome and Velodrome, check out last week's episode of Superchain Digest. Now let's look at OP token fundamentals, Layer 3 infrastructure and gas innovations, plus the launch of Utila, a new product on OP mainnet. Starting with the OP token itself, multi-year price models show a median forecast of about 0.4 in 2025, gradually appreciating to around by 2031. That said, near-term sentiment and technicals are still somehow bullish. More important than price action alone are the protocol-level innovations Optimism is rolling out. Layer 3 support is coming, allowing much more scalable and flexible dApp architectures. Custom gas tokens are also being introduced, enabling developers and operators to optimize transaction costs in novel ways. Plus, a plasma mode targets lowering onboarding and operational expenses for projects and users. Also notable this week, Utila officially launched on OP mainnet. Utila is an institutional stablecoin yield solution that diversifies DeFi products on Optimism and signals growing interest from institutional actors. This could introduce new liquidity flows and use cases beyond retail DeFi. Why does this matter? Cheaper onboarding and custom gas models reduce friction, encouraging more complex builds and higher frequency trading. Institutional products like Utila broaden the user base and bring deeper liquidity sources to the network. Of course, risks remain. OP's longer-term value depends heavily on tokenomics, supply schedules, governance decisions, and macro pressures, including competition from Base and Arbitrum, plus general market sentiment. In the short term, ecosystem growth will lean more on successful product rollouts and infrastructure improvements than on token price alone. For practical signals, watch adoption metrics related to Layer 3 uptake, usage of custom gas tokens, and Utila's TVL and counterparty data. Also, governance proposals that adjust incentives or tweak supply mechanics are key for signaling developer and institutional momentum. To recap, this week's major story was the domain and registrar centralization failure that allowed phishing front ends to drain user wallets and disrupt major DEX UIs on Velodrome and Aerodrome. The Aero merger and its token metrics remain the big liquidity narrative to watch. Finally, OP protocol innovations plus the Utila launch highlight the ongoing effort to improve developer economics and institutional product diversity on the superchain. What should you do right now? If you've been exposed to the compromised domains, revoke approvals. If you face UI outages, rely on direct contract interactions. If you're building on the superchain, start threat modeling registrar and DNS failures as part of your deployment checklist. Publish verified addresses and fallback mechanisms prominently so your users aren't left guessing. Subscribe to Optimism Show for weekly operational intelligence. And follow along for weekly coverage of how the superchain and its member chains are actually evolving. Thanks for watching. Stay safe, stay sharp, and I'll see you in the next one.